Well, just a quick boo from the park, there with Poppy now. I've been a tough couple of days really, just, I don't know, anxiety's at rising level, and, boring stuff, just not in these couple of days. Woke up this morning feeling, a little bit better actually, so. Yeah, I'm out with Poppy anyway, that's a good thing, getting some exercise. She's been having crazy fun fetching the ball and sticks. And I've been getting, considering I'm not being feeling very well at all. I've been getting really good sort of buzzers coming through now. I think I've filtered the people I follow to the extent that, I'm only following people that say things that are interesting. So. Oh, not completely interesting, or irreverent, or funny, or whatever. But various categories of interest. Human, there's a good one, particular favourite of mine. So that's been really enjoyable. Oh, and I wrote a long form blog yesterday. I've been kind of making lists about my future, and I'm not really supposed to hassle myself. In that sense, in fact, I'm specifically told not to, but it's, as I said to Claude, I'm not doing anything, I'm planning, I'm just writing things down when the thoughts come into my head, so I don't think I'm doing myself any harm, and I'd like to keep busy. So I've been setting out my company structure for when I finally am mentally well enough to get back onto the working ladder. Except that this time it's not a ladder, because I've done that, I've climbed a ladder. Couldn't have gone much higher in what I was doing. This is about a different sort of plateau that I want life to reach, with fairly simple needs. I want me and my wife and my dog to eat really well. Really good, healthy food. I'd like a business that was related to good, healthy food, not necessarily, or not likely to be preparing it, much more likely to be growing it. Only a small business. I don't want it to be my 100% job, so it's maybe a bit of a dream, but I have a plan that would allow it. So with aquaponics, which basically where you have carp living in water that's growing salad, and the carp poo, the salad gets fed. The salad gives off nutrients into the water that do the carp good. You feed the carp organic or natural food, and there's no crossover of anything particularly nasty in that process, and that really appeals to me because of the concerns of mechanised farming and the over-farming of the world. Anyway, I'm not going to go into a big, long, boring rant about that. I'm not a ranty type on opinions, really. It does it for me. It interests me, and I don't mean from any high ground, environmental way. Just from a sense of kind of circles and zen. The other thing is just writing lists of the various web apps and mobile apps, usually these days, that I'm thinking my company, which I registered a year ago but haven't done anything with yet, obviously, because I mean, well. So I've set out the company structure, I've set out the three different trading names for the different type of products. One's going to be play related, social play related, gaming, but not just gaming. Applications. One's going to be design, and the other one is going to be non-play related gaming applications. The design one is also going to be the hub of the geolocation stuff that I've got planned. Yeah, big plans. Not too big. I've given myself, I've got a very small amount of money to invest in wages for a coder, basically, at some point, but I won't be doing that until I've got everything set out and I've tested some. Poppy, leave that, no. No. I'm sure it's just wood, but it looks like it could be shit. Pardon my French. Poppy! Wait there, sorry. Poppy! No! Good girl. Well, it wasn't, I don't think. I think it was just wood, but she dropped it because I found a bigger stick, and that was just a win of a idea rather than trying to persuade her when she's having fun. Excuse me, little dog, do you want a treat? Of course you do. Yeah, follow me then, Pops. Yeah, so, anyway, oh God, I'm just gibbering. Long story short, I got out to the park and just done me a world of good. Got over the fact I missed, my medication knocked me out a little bit yesterday, and I missed a phone call from a friend, and the friend was coming over to make some music in my studio, and it would have been the first visit I'd had for over 12 months, you know, by any real life friend. At least 12 months. So yeah, anyway, that upset me a lot last night and made me feel like a freak. Where's my dog gone? Oh, there she is. Just because I was crying a lot and I realised how isolated I am. But on the other hand, I've been using Google Buzz and I'm finding it really engaging. If Audio Boo is the ideal net radio platform, then Google Buzz for me is the ideal publishing platform. I blog from it effectively, so I get more reads and more engagement than I'd ever get on my own blog. I basically use my own Google blog just for Google Buzz to make sure, you know, it's the only thing I import into Buzz. It's a noisy place if you start aggregating things in there, but if you just use it for actually buzzing, chatting to people, then it can be exceptionally rewarding and really hugely interesting as well and educational, so dismiss it at your peril. what was the other thing? MFlow, that's been cheering me up. It's brilliant, really, really brilliant. It's HTTP, well, you don't need all that business, it's just mflow.com. I don't think it's anywhere but the UK at the minute, and it's a closed beta, but I was fortunate enough to get an invite, and I've been loving it. The simple principle is this, that you can, as the browser of the music collection there, select anything and listen to any 30 seconds of it. In fact, you could listen to the whole thing if you could be bothered to keep pressing play on the different points in the time bar, but as soon as you start listening, the time starts running down. You get 30 seconds before it moves on to the next track in the playlist. But what you can do at that point is flow that to your followers and friends. And the principle is basically if you spend half an hour or 15 minutes or even 5 minutes just choosing some good tunes that you think your friends will like, then the incentive is huge to get it right. So you don't want to be playing them stuff that's crap. You really want to be trying to play different interesting stuff. Because you get 20% of the fee if it's sold. Which, for me, this is, you know, fairly genius. It's sort of inevitable, and it's not so distinctly different from some other services. You know, I don't know how distinctly different it is from having adverts on your blog, but I'd say probably revolutionarily. It's engaging entirely, it's human, and there's an economic system there, a monetized system. It suits the record companies because the chances are you're going to hear a lot more different and varied music and therefore just start to appreciate music more and buy more music. And it's clever from a DRM point of view. They give the music once you've purchased full without any DRM and really high quality. It's really good. I've spent actually quite a bit of money on that now. But obviously you only ever get to listen to a song that someone's played or selected to play and you're following them, and you only get to listen to it once. So it's not like iTunes or Spotify or something like that. It's a very different concept. But yeah, I think, as Oleg, the very nice chap who is the CEO of the of MFlow, and I presume the guy who conceived it, tweeted once a couple of days ago, humans are better than algorithms any day. And I couldn't agree more. So, yeah, good luck to them. I think you should, if you're not already signed up, go and sign up and, you know, you just apply for an invite to the beta, and with a bit of luck, you'll get one. If not, you can wait, and I think the 15th of April, or maybe a couple of days either side of that, it's launching. So, anyway, I'll sign off now. It was meant to be a short one. I found myself feeling buoyant as I chatted, and it's sort of, again, testimony to how good audiobook can do. Because whilst I'm having a talk with someone, allegedly, or with myself in 2 years' time, when I need to understand this period, I'm also not fixed by any agenda of sensitivity to who's listening. So it's not like talking to a good friend or my wife, where I, you know, it's not that I'm guarded with my wife in any way, but, you know, obviously there's an element of, well, there's an element of she's had to put up with my mental illness for 2 years, and Jesus, any harm minimisation I can do by not talking about it too much with her. Of course, of keeping her fully informed of how I'm feeling and stuff, but anything I can do to cut down on rambling about what a lunatic I am, it is just superb, you know, superb. You got to get excited about it. Yeah, as I often do with all the audio. But yeah, what I'm thinking, I mean, the API is coming out for Mflow soon, and what I'm basically thinking is we're nearly there. Personal broadcasting is nearly, it's looking very rounded. We've got Audioboo to do the spoken word and upload our own creative music. We've got, you know, whatever the content is, even soundscapes. We've got Mflow now, which allows us to broadcast a stream effectively with no issues clearing rights with music labels, because as long as all the followers of the radio station only get to listen once, then we're not doing anything to upset them. So a mashup of Audioboo and Mflow is a radio station for me. Music and spoken word, it's a nirvana, without music and spoken word, without any monetization, and with full community participation. Yeah, anyway, I am going off on one, aren't I? It's too exciting to stop feeling depressed and anxious, and I've been crying and shaking, and it makes me get a bit overexcited. I'll throw the stick for Poppy like I should be doing and stop talking to the black box.